So today I thought we'd talk about something that I think a lot of survivors struggle with, and that is, how do we find peace in the midst of chaos? All right, because the fact is, whether we're still in the relationship or we're out of the relationship, a lot of times we're still dealing with a great deal of chaos and stress and things that are beyond our control. And so we tend to forget that we have the right and the ability to change our lives and our circumstances. So today we're going to talk about how to find your inner peace in the midst of a chaotic, narcissistic bunch of crap. Oh yeah, let's do it.
My name is Angie Atkinson, and this channel is all about teaching you what I know to be true. You really can create the life you want.
So listen, as survivors, we live in this state of reactivity, right? We are so overwhelmed by the narcissist's behavior sometimes that we fail to find peace. We fail to live in a state of generally, what some people would consider happiness, because we're constantly on guard. We're constantly stressing. You know, loud noises stress us out. Loud noises. I still today jump every time. You know, one of the people that in my life, my friend Gio, spends a lot of time here, and you know, he does this thing where he claps, and it's like, you know, when he's laughing, ha ha ha, clap, and it's funny, and there's nothing wrong with it. It doesn't bother anyone, but sometimes when he claps, I'm not expecting it, and it makes me jump, and it's the dumbest thing in the world. But the point is that, you know, it's part of the PTSD thing. And, so sudden loud noises will be anxiety making for me personally, and for a lot of other victims as well, and survivors. And so little things, it's the little things, right? So how do you find peace in all of that chaos? How do you find peace in recovery? How do you find peace while you're still in the mess? Okay, I'll tell you something. One of the things I find incredibly interesting about being a narcissistic abuse survivor is the level at which you can actually find your strength. Because the fact of the matter is that we tend to look around and we tend to think, well, my life sucks. Everything's terrible. But if you really think about it, you're probably stronger than most people that you know, simply because you're surviving this, or you have survived this kind of an abusive relationship. We find ourselves asking for our rights. We find ourselves asking for peace, asking for this, asking for that. But my friend, nobody's going to give it to you but yourself. All right. The narcissist certainly is not going to give you peace. You have to choose it. You have to own it. You have to take it. Take it. Take it. Take your life. Take it back. You know what I'm saying? Story about a woman. We're going to call her Becky. Her name's not really Becky, but I like that name. So Becky is one of these people who, she's like mid-30s, and she's exhausted. She's tired. Her life sucks, according to her. And what happens is that Becky is constantly concerning herself with other people's problems. She's constantly putting other people's problems in the middle of herself, in the middle of her life. So what does that mean? Well, for example, a friend of hers from high school that she doesn't even talk to anymore apparently had a miscarriage, and that's very sad. But Becky decided that this was something that she was going to be devastated about. Becky, not her friend, and not in the same way that I think a normal person would feel sorry, but in a different way, in a way that is, somehow. She, you know, basically what she does is she owns the pain. She takes the pain of other people inside of herself. Now, maybe Becky is an empath, or maybe Becky is a narcissist, because maybe she's doing the thing where she's looking for pity from people. In either case, Becky is causing herself unnecessary stress and pain by taking on the stress and pain of other people. It's okay to feel sorry for someone. It's okay to tell someone that I'm so sorry that you lost your baby. I'm so sorry that this thing happened to you. And to mean it, but it is not okay for you to take that pain into yourself on, you know, especially when it's someone that you're not even very close to anymore, on that kind of a level where you become devastated and your life stops. Do you understand what I mean? So part of what can help you to have peace in the chaos of it all is to really think about the effects of what's happening around you on you. Okay, so if your friend has a miscarriage, of course you're going to be sad for her. Of course you're going to feel bad for her, and you're going to want to comfort her and do all the things. But what you're doing, you know, for her is for her, and you have to understand that it wasn't really your loss. And I know that sounds ridiculous. But this is just an example, okay? It could be anything. It could be a divorce. It could be, you know, of your friend, or it could be your friend, their house burned down, or whatever terrible thing happened. The best thing you can do in those situations, because as empaths, we want to help people, and we are wired to react to emotion. And so the best thing that you can do in a situation where your friend is hurting, or your loved one is hurting, is to help them in the best way that you can, and then to continue to work on your own inner peace. Because if you don't, nobody else will, my friend. The only person who can help you find that peace that you want is you. Okay? I could tell you all day long how to do it. Doesn't matter. If you don't want to do it, you're not going to do it. So you have to decide. I choose inner peace today. Okay? And it's very difficult, especially if you're in the midst of a relationship with a narcissist. But what you have to do is you have to learn to be happy and peaceful and centered, no matter who's around you, no matter what's wrong. I just had this conversation with my 13-year-old son this morning, you know, because he was stressing about somebody at school. And I said, you know what? I said, no matter who's around you, if you can learn to be at peace and happy with yourself, you know, your life will follow in suit. And that is the truth. Okay. So even if you're still with a narcissist, if you can understand the narcissist on a logical level and understand who they are and what they're all about, and if you don't, if you need help with that, I've done many videos on that, and I will do more if you need me to. But understanding what you're dealing with is the first step, okay? Well, first, knowing what you're dealing, discovering it, right? And then taking the time to understand it, and then the time to overcome it, okay? Well, one way to overcome it, the best revenge of all, you know, against any narcissist or any person who's hurt you, is just living well and not letting them control you anymore. You feel me? So I hope that makes sense to you today. So my suggestion for finding inner peace in chaos is to take it, to choose it. You can try affirmations. You can try, you know, I like to have like a mantra. And one of the things that I do is I make sure that when I wake up in the morning, before I even put my feet on the floor, I think some happy thoughts. I think good things about the day. Today's going to be a great day. Today's going to be amazing. Everything's going to be okay. And I focus on that all day long. And I think of things I'm grateful for. And I think of things I love about myself. 10 things you're grateful for and 3 things you love about yourself. Do it every day. And the other thing is that when I go to bed at night, even if I'm feeling stressed out or whatever, I make sure that when I go to sleep, I'm thinking about something positive. Because I'm going to tell you guys, it makes a huge difference in the way that my life turns out so far. You know, and I can look back in my life and I can see the times when I wasn't doing that. And oh my gosh, life was not good. And since I've made that small change, waking up in the morning with happy thoughts, going to bed at night with happy thoughts, it has done a world of difference for me. It has made so much positive change in my life. You can try this. It really works. It's simple. It costs nothing. Love coffee. I think one of the things that I would suggest to you as well is to find and follow your passion. Find something that makes you feel good about yourself, about your life, and do it. Like I know a couple of our viewers are amazing musicians. One of my clients is an amazing musician. It has the most beautiful voice I think I've heard in years. And I think that, you know, if you're a musician, if you're an artist, if you're a writer, if you're, you know, a really good website builder, whatever, follow your passion. If you're a great cook, a great chef, if you're, you know, if you love to run, if you love to take care of children, whatever your thing is, do that thing. Okay. And even if you just do it as a hobby or a side thing at first, great. If you choose to make it your career, even better. Just be happy. Choose it. Take it. Take it. Don't let somebody take it away from you. All right? Okay. I'm wrapping up. I will see you guys later today for another video. And I really hope you're doing okay today. All right? As always, thank you for letting me be a part of your life and a part of your day. And I'll see you soon. Have a good one.
It's my mission to teach others what I know to be true. You really can create the life you want. Take care of your body. Take care of your soul. Nurture the real you and introduce him or her to the world. Be comfortable in your own skin and in your place in this world. Take your spot. Take it now. And the universe will take its cue from you. You feel me? If so, subscribe to my channel. Let's get it done together.